And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with... your news for the hour. We are going to continue following our theme for one last hour, starting with local adoption. Candy is an adult female Jack Russell Terrier mix in Elkton, Michigan. She is small with a short coat, house-trained, and noted for being gentle, loving, friendly, and quiet. According to the provided information, she is good in a home with other dogs, cats, and children. This breed is smaller, typically weighing 13 to 17 pounds and standing 10 to 14 inches tall. Jack Russell Terriers are known for boundless energy, friendliness, and a big personality. While purebred Jack Russells may not always get along with cats, mixes with gentler temperaments, like this listing, can do well with other pets and children. They do require regular grooming and benefit from daily walks or active play. The described dog is gentle and quiet, making her a good fit for families with children or pets. Her house-trained status means she can transition smoothly into a new home environment. Despite Jack Russell's reputations for being vocal, this mix may be quieter and less excitable based on her described characteristics. Jack Russell mixes can thrive in homes with a fenced yard for exercise, but their small size also fits apartment living if they get enough activity. Adoption costs may be lower than purchasing from a breeder, and adoption often covers veterinary care and vaccinations. This adult female mix in Elkton seems like an excellent fit for a household seeking an affectionate, gentle, and adaptable small dog. And on New Year's Day, there was a fire at 4317 Pigeon Road in Elkton. Apparently, a detached two-car garage caught fire, and it caused minor damage to a camper that was sitting near the garage. There was a full-size shed next to a garage that was able to be saved. The cause of the fire is still unknown, but is currently being investigated. St. Clair County authorities are requesting the public's assistance in locating Michael Mullen, a 59-year-old male who has been reported missing. Michael left his group home in Birchville Township at approximately 1:30 p.m. on December 30, 2025. He was last known to be traveling via Blue Water Transit bus and was believed to be headed to the Walmart in Fort Gratiot Township. He has not returned to the group home, and his current whereabouts are unknown. Michael has mental health issues and may require assistance. He does not have a cellular phone and does not have family in the immediate area. A photograph of Michael is attached to the release that you can find in our article on thumbnet.net. Anyone who sees Michael or has information regarding his location is asked to immediately contact St. Clair County Central Dispatch, 810-985-8115. Public assistance is critical in helping ensure Michael's safe return. And we do have some national and international news for today. The United States early this morning launched a large-scale strike on Venezuela, capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. President Donald Trump announced the operation on social media early Saturday morning. Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez demands proof of life for Maduro and First Lady Celia Flores. Trump says the operation was conducted with U.S. law enforcement and plans to provide more details later. Explosions rocked Caracas, Venezuela's capital, early on the third day of 2026, with at least 7 blasts reported. It's unclear if there are casualties, but the strikes were described as successful. And in Switzerland, Swiss investigators believe sparklers on champagne bottles started a deadly fire at a bar in Alpine ski resort. The blaze left 40 people dead and 119 injured during a New Year's celebration. The fire broke out early Thursday at the La Constellation Bar in Crans, Montana, a popular ski and golf venue. Witnesses described a chaotic scene as people tried to escape. Officials say the fire likely caused a flashover and released combustible gases. The severity of burns has made identifying victims difficult. The nearby hospital quickly reached capacity in treating many of the seriously injured.